bring back the beat, and then everyone sings.
It's not about the money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money. We just wanna make the world dance. Forget about the price tag. Ain't about the cha-ching, cha-ching. Ain't about the ba-bling, ba-bling. Wanna make the world dance. Forget about the price tag. It's not about the money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money. We just wanna make the world dance. Forget about the price tag. Ain't about the cha-ching, cha-ching. Ain't about the ba-bling, ba-bling. Wanna make the world dance. Forget about the price tag.
It is. Good afternoon to you if you just joined us. The afternoon ride. Big shout out going out to you for doing the listening. And it will be pretty time for us soon. It will be time soon for us to have that conversation. Don't worry, I just finished eating tea. My main pan. WhatsApp numbers are open. You can give us a message 0548 841 039, and also I'll be sharing your lunch with us on the show. What are you having for lunch? How are you? If I want to eat goreng, you've come to city, they come to talk plenty about somebody else's. Can you imagine with their yellow glasses? I got a nice friend in the studio as well. As the historic 150th anniversary celebrations roll out, the Infant Supreme School invites all old boys, associates, and the general public to the prestigious second Infant Supreme 150th anniversary lecture. This is not just a lecture, it's a masterclass for national transformation, addressing a nation at a crossroads. We are honored to present the distinguished Dr. Mohammed Ibn Chambers, renowned international diplomat and statesman. We'll be dissecting a theme critical to our selective future: education for peace, educating for peace, democracy, and responsible citizenship. The date is Wednesday, 29th July, 2026. The time is 5:30 p.m. prompt. The venue is at Accra Ridge Church Hall. To every old boy, every partner, and every citizen who believes in the future of Ghana and Africa, this is where you need to be. Please block your diaries, clear your schedules, and make it your priority. Join the conversation that shapes tomorrow. In fast food, 150. Dream chicken. Bochiga boy is there. They are the everything. Let me say now, because the number of Bochiga guys I know that I went to school with and things like
What's
that.
What's the slogan of Infant Supreme
School? Jin Shekan.
Jin Shekan.
Please, I'm gone. I'm gone. Allow me, please. Let's breathe. Let me breathe. Allow me.
It's Drin Shekan.
Drin Shekan. Mamin Rewai. I see my three classes is getting to a point.
Oh, please, nah.
You're not helping me. I can't do, please, nah.
You've not paid school fees. That's why I've sacked you.
Hey, this guy money. 5 and 6. I should pay school fees for where? Hey.
If you are going to school, is it not school fees that you pay?
Hey,
then you register your courses.
Oh, Andy, I miss you. That's why Andy's classes are free of charge. I like Andy's classes. I don't like your classes. British guy is teaching me for free. That's why it says beautiful now, baby.
I'll mind you. I'll get you
somebody
somewhere.
Somebody texted me and said, hey, British. I said, yeah, baby, call me beautiful.
Okay.
I'm say, oh, British. Ladies and gentlemen, when you meet DJ British outside, him, like you should give him fans because what he's going through here.
He's going through a lot, and a lot is going through here.
From Dorian Avio to Ajele to Nanadua, Kotada has been added, and Noella Karin. The guy is just going through a lot. One person.
But he'll be fine.
Your bikini?
He'll be fine.
Please help us thank him because Charlie, this person is pulling him. This person is pulling Bidashwa, bro. Yeah, you're mom by a man, why?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm a new. But on a more serious note, a big shout out going out to my amazing producer. And he's amazing. And happy birthday going out to you, Michael. We have AKA Mike Gizzo. Happy birthday, bro. Love you, man. To the max. Hope you're having a fantastic birthday. Michael Hanka, by this time, me deep pretty Americana. What do you and this afternoon, I'm just letting people know who I really am, but I have Minister Kwaku Kwame with me. He's one of my favorite people. I like listening to him.
Yeah,
I'm excited to have him, Minister. How are you? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm excited to be here too.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, we don't pretend. We show you our true colors. No, that's becoming to do like, I'm like, hello, how you doing?
No, boy, no, we're not doing that. No.
So I said, this guy, hey, no. But how are you?
I'm good.
It's nice to have people like you on the show, and we'll have this nice conversation. I really want to see your point of view on this conversation, but please keep your messages coming through 0548-841039. 0548-841039. Social media handles at hits1039. We're live on Facebook. I'm here with Anadra Kuta. The guys will be joining us soon. Minister Kwaku Kwame was also here. We'll have a great conversation. Let me share with you what we're discussing. It says, dear Andy and I found myself in a situation I never imagined I would be in. And today, I'm carrying a lot of guilt. A few years ago, I was in a relationship with two men at the same time. I became pregnant, but I wasn't certain who the father was. One of the men had a stable, well-paying job and could provide a comfortable life. The other was unemployed and struggling financially. Out of fear and concern for my unborn child, I told the unemployed man that the baby wasn't his. I claimed the child belonged to the man who had the stable job. He accepted the child as his own, and we moved in together to raise the baby. For some years, things went well. He provided for us, and we lived comfortably. Then life changed. He lost his job, and things became difficult. Around the same time, the man I had walked away from had turned his life around. He had secured a good job, was financially stable, and was doing well for himself. The guilt I had buried for years began to haunt me. I finally told him the truth that there was a possibility the child was actually his. We agreed to do a DNA test, and the results confirmed that he is the biological father. After that, I ended my relationship with the man who had raised the child and chose to rebuild my life with the child's biological father. Today, we are living together and trying to build a family. The problem is that the man I left is devastated. Losing his job was already painful enough. But losing the relationship and the child he believed was his has left him heartbroken. He has become deeply depressed and has threatened to take legal actions against me for lying to him over the years. He's been saying he no longer sees the point of living. I am worried about him and I can't stop blaming myself for everything that has happened. Dear Andy and I keep asking myself whether I made the right decision. Was I wrong for choosing financial security when I first found out I was pregnant? Was I wrong for leaving after discovering the child's biological father? Should I have handled everything differently? Duh. I know I made mistakes and I have to live with them, but I'm asking for honest advice here. How do I move forward without carrying this guilt for the rest of my life? And if there is anything I can do to help someone I deeply hate without giving him false hope? Hey, buddy, mobile. Please, good afternoon, people again.
Nah, you see.
Be calming down. Do like this. No, wait.
Me, but
hold,
wait.
Nanadra, oh. Nanadra, I said, wait. No, wait. Let's do some breathe. You know, some breathing and exercises. Breathing out. Do like this. Woosa.
So now you see this story. I think we can all agree on one fact, that she's a wicked woman.
Hey.
Yes. No, you see, people always say this thing that a lot of women two time, and a lot of women, like, let's face it, this is something that actually happens a lot. It's not a folk tale, it's not an unanswered story, it's not a movie. It's something that happens a lot. Mm-hmm. But once you decide that this is the person I'm giving my child to, because that's what she did.
Yeah.
You know the father, and you decided to chase money.
Mm-hmm.
Stay there. Like, I do not understand how lazy she is. Because then again, she didn't tell us how many years they were together, how old the child is, or how old, you know, how many years they were together before the man's fortunes, turned around. You've decided to get married to this person because he's rich, or he's comfortable, he's well-to-do, he can take care of yourself and then your unborn child. So you were just sitting in their marriage. They got married, right?
No.
So they were just together. Yeah. Or she didn't mention.
Raising a child.
So you were just sitting there. Unyejuma, you are not upgrading yourself. You are not bettering yourself. You are not adding any value to that partnership or relationship or whatever it is. You are just there. Because the man is working, his job is good, he gets a good salary, so you're just there chopping the money. Unfortunately, he loses his job, and your lazy self still can't sit down and think that I need to find something to do for myself. Now you go and burden you. I shouldn't even use the word burden, because at the end of the man also accepted her wholeheartedly, which I also do not understand why he did that. You go back to this person you were two-timing. You tell him that, oh, there's a possibility that this child could be yours. Fine, of course, he has to take responsibility. He agrees to a DNA test, and indeed, the child is his because people say that we women, we always know who the father of our children are, or who the fathers of our children are, whichever one it is.
We do.
Oh, now is the fact. If you are with 1,000 people and you get pregnant, you will know that this one is Edukumi. It's Edukumi who scored the goal.
I receive it.
What are you receiving?
But you mentioned my name.
What are you receiving?
What you are saying.
That's who? That's now who you get. No,
that you...
Me? Oh, no, it's not me.
Okay, then I reject it.
So, back to what I was saying. Then you go back to this man and... Charlie, and now she's asking, what you want us to help you appease your guilty conscience, or you want us to clap for you, or you want us to do what?
Be calming down. She said how she knows she's made a lot of mistakes. How does she move on, like move forward without carrying the guilt for the rest of her life?
You don't deserve to move forward. You're a very wicked woman.
Can she do anything to help someone she has deeply hit? Was she
give
wrong?
Him $1 billion,
girl?
No, because you've robbed him of his time,
energy,
his money, energy, his energy, his love,
his emotions, because he's been taking care of this child, thinking this is my child. He's invested everything. Things got rough for him, and he decided to abort mission. Mm-hmm. That's a very wicked thing to do. Mm-hmm. And now you want us to tell you what? Like, I'm a girl's girl. I'm all for women. But this, no. Like, it's terrible. And it's sad that it happens a lot. This is not an isolated case.
No.
It's something that happens a lot. Whether we like it or not, there are a lot of men who are raising kids that are not theirs. And it's unfortunate that a lot of women have that mentality that
it's bad.
We need to do better as women. I'm sorry, but this case, I cannot talk for women. We need to do better as women. So if you're a woman out there and you're listening and you have this mentality, please, please. And that is why I always advocate for have something going for yourself.
True that.
Have something going for yourself so that you wouldn't be forced to make some of these painful decisions at the detriment of someone's life. You are playing with someone's life.
He's depressed now.
He's depressed. He's on the verge of unaliving himself. I don't like using the S word. I would rather use unalive. He's on the verge of unaliving himself. Ask yourself, are you going to be able to live with yourself if he does this? And again, please, if you want to engage in sexual activities, that is why there are so many methods of protection.
I heard they're coming to do, like, you know,
the condom vending machines. Oh, I'm in support of it. I'm in support of it. I'm in support of it. And this, I always say this thing, and then sometimes my pastor is like, you know, the things you see. But I feel like we've gone beyond the conversation of abstinence.
The vending machine. And then you're back to our dad. I'm sure I'm out from
mass. The machine will be there. Hey, sister, don't be saying that.
If you don't want to use corner, people, you're the best for when you ask us.
The little
boys, you know. We've How about done, you there? You
we've
like?
We've done stories. We've spoken to guys and even the ladies.
Mm.
They think that they want to explore an issue.
And then you should be ready to face the music.
That one there. When it starts playing. The consequences playing. For action.
The consequences. It will come.
Nanajua, I can't really, you know, take away from what you said, because this particular incident makes we women look like exactly what certain men are saying, and it's unfortunate.
It's sad.
I can't help you. No,
that's why I'm asking. See, a sister, person, you can't demand. Me, I wish we could have access to the man, because the man needs help. He needs psychological support. He needs to go into therapy.
Yeah.
Because you lose your job, you lose the family you thought you had, and then now you're thinking, so my entire life has been a lie. Charlie, that's a crazy thing to deal with. Manuesi.
Back home. Good afternoon. I can't, you know, most of the time my mouth yappy about women, but this one, dear, because putting myself in that situation, if that was my brother, or any of my male friends that I'm very close to, or any of my brothers here.
Right?
Oh, that one, you see us going gun blazing, like, because you treated my brothers like this. That one day. So it's, I don't know what to say. Please, I want to hear your thoughts on this one.
Well, I would want to, like, categorize it into three different areas. What was done wrong?
Mm-hmm.
What cannot be undone?
Yes, sir.
And what can be done better?
Mm-hmm.
And I think my manager is a very hard counselor. she'll go very hard on you.
Yeah, she does. A lot of the time.
I think, and then when I'm done, I'll crow you.
Yes, all the things that were done wrong is deciding fatherhood based on financial security.
Yeah.
It's one of the wrong things to do. Like, mm-hmm. deciding fatherhood based on financial security. She could have done the DNA tests before going ahead to give the child to Father A,
mm-hmm.
because she actually knew that Father B was the father. She could have done the DNA test then, but then she chose fatherhood based on financial security.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, a lot of people may argue it out that you cannot blame her too much, but it's fatherhood we're talking about. Fatherhood is beyond just finances. fatherhood goes beyond finance, because right now, the man that has been left
behind,
it wasn't stated the number of years they spent there, but these are years of building emotional connection with this child, fathering this child, not just by providing, but you've built a bond with a child to a certain level, and then now having to let go of that child because you cannot provide for that child financially, it's not fair. It's a very selfish decision that the woman took, and I think when the child is legal, she should be allowed to take a decision for herself, honestly, because that's a lot of years of investments into that child. And so sometimes like people say that you can be a dad but not a father. So it could be that yes, you've moved on to the next person, he'll provide and everything, but he may not probably give that fatherhood, like that father love that is needed as such. I think if she really, really wants to move away from this, all of these things, there's a difference between guilt that leads to change and then condemnation that keeps you in the past. A lot of people have done crazy stuff in their past, felt guilty and all of that, but taking that bold step that, okay, I am guilty and so I'm not going back to this again, or you keep condemning yourself and always that leads to like you making several mistakes in the future, because you keep telling yourself, hey Charlie, I did this, I don't think I can move on, I don't think I can do this, I don't think I can do this. No, when you feel guilt is supposed to lead you to repentance. You think about it, Charlie, I really, really messed up and all of that. I feel like she should really go to the other man, apologize properly, get his forgiveness on the matter before moving on to
somebody else.
Because, well, they are not married, so they don't have to go through a lot of divorce issues and all of that. But then she should seek proper counseling, apologize properly, and sometimes even seek legal advice on how to handle some of these things, because someone investing in a child for so many years is no joke. It's no joke. And yes, this is a lesson for all of us. We shouldn't settle on partners just because of their present situation. Someone might have it all today, but tomorrow they may lose everything. And I tell women mostly that if you are settling with a man because he has everything today, if you are deciding not to settle with a man because he doesn't have everything today, if he is also with you because you have a job or something, the day you lose your job, should he also leave you?
That's a good question.
Yes, you say, okay, I don't want to be with this man because he can't take care of me, he can't do this for me, he can't do that for me. Maybe now you are the one helping him out, but the day you can't also help him out, the day you can't also bring anything on board, should he also leave you because of that? We shouldn't settle for people because of their presence. It's because this is life, and what happens with life is the tables can turn without a warning. Without a warning. That's how come somebody can wake up one morning as a vice president, and by evening he's president of the country.
Very true.
The same way someone can go to the office as CEO, by evening he's lost his job.
He doesn't even have access to the building
anymore.
You don't have access to the building anymore. So life can turn around without a warning. And so things like this are very sensitive. Fatherhood, children, you don't decide that based on just financial security. It takes a lot. So she was very selfish.
Very.
Very, very selfish. She wasn't just thinking about the financial, she was thinking about herself. And this should, like she said, there's some out of laziness in there, because if she was well to do for herself, or if she was doing something that could take care of herself, she could have even probably decided to leave both men and take care of the child herself.
Yeah.
Yes. But this should tell you that this is someone who is looking for someone to take care of her.
True. Like the soft life. The soft life. It has to be so the child is supposed to be like more of a weapon for her to get whatever she's looking for. And that's what she did, because if you're jumping from the next person without thinking about what he's going to go through. Mm-hmm. So this one says,
and she's not even thinking about the child involved. Yeah, because this is very traumatizing for the child.
It's going to be very confusing for him.
Yeah.
Today Kweku is my father. Tomorrow you are telling me Kwame is my father.
And the funny thing is, the child will not tell you. Go to school and go and discuss with his friends.
Yes.
And it makes you, the mother, look very bad. Mm-hmm. It's very, and the guilt's there.
So what if the other man didn't have a turnaround?
Exactly.
And he also couldn't provide again.
What? Well, that one, the next person will come with the highest bidder.
Highest bidder. Hey, your brother.
You keep jumping from relationship to relationship until
social
when?
Social butterfly.
Hey, until when?
Hmm. I was just about to say, you be very quiet. What's up?
I'm enjoying the conversation. Give me the story again.
I should give you the story again. Mm.
So she was dating two people.
There you go.
And then she got pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then she decided to give the child to the one who had money at that time. Mm-hmm. He accepted responsibility. They were good and everything. Mm-hmm. Then after some years, he lost his job. Things went down the drain. And then she went back to the other man that she rejected. That, I think this child is yours. Mm-hmm. He agrees to a DNA test. They have the DNA test. Indeed, the child belongs to him. And then he also accepts her. So now they are a family now, building, trying to build a life. And now, of course, the first man, he's heartbroken. He's devastated. He's lost his job. He's lost his family. And then he's threatening and unaliving himself. And now our beloved auntie is asking us how we can help her move on without carrying that guilt, and then what she can do about the entire situation. Okay. Mama Osamri.
So she needs advice as to how we can help her.
Yeah, she wants us to help her move on without that guilt.
But she's not thinking about how we can help the other man to live.
Exactly.
And how not to give false hope to...
And you, I'm coming. She's thinking about how we here can help her.
Yes.
Does she need help?
Mm.
I think the one who needs help...
is the man. Yeah.
Wait, let me ask you something. Don't you think that both men need help?
Well, they may.
That's a very good question.
But looking at the circumstance now, if you are to weigh, put it on a scale, you realize that one's own
is it's urgent.
Urgent. So if there is anything that should be done, I was thinking about after you feeling guilty. Feeling guilty alone is not enough.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people feel guilty not because they want to change. They feel guilty because they were not smart.
Or they feel guilty because that's a man for a come or handsome dodo.
Sometimes they feel guilty because, you know, they couldn't play their cards well. I should have done it like this. I should have done it like that. So such people, that is why you catch a thief. He will plead. This is only, look, I will not do it again. And he will cry. He's not crying because he wants to repent. He's crying because he was caught. He was not smart enough. That is where I find this lady.
Very true.
She's guilty not because she's carrying a burden of wrongdoing. She's guilty because she has nothing to do and nowhere to go. Because of her current predicament, that is why she's guilty. But she's not guilty because she's messed up people's life. She would have been thinking about that young man. If genuinely what she is saying
she's
is true,
regretted what she's done,
she would have been thinking about that young man who, because of you, through no fault of his, have left him wallowing in mental darkness. And you want redemption, so we should go and eat. Come here and advise a wicked person like you. Do you think we have nothing to do with our time? Let's call a spade, not a big spoon.
Be calming down. That one, you tell him to be calming down.
But honestly, I think
I want him to settle. There's more questions. I need to ask the men because There's a lot.
The first thing that is we should accept, eh? My brother, what you are saying is true. Ideally, that should have been the proper way to go. To be humanly humane. Mm-hmm. Not to play with people's emotions. But as we sit here today, I'm telling you, you see this road the girl is playing mm-hmm. in this drama series.
Yeah.
Go out there. I'm telling you, talk to our girls. You have about 99% sharing the same thoughts with this girl.
There's a lot.
Come on, Pebro. Ah. Me, I met a lady, nice girl that I want to settle with. And the next time I saw on a status, soft life is my legacy. You are out. Come on, Pebre. They think that God has given them cocoa farm. And that is enough. Now their body is an institution, is an establishment. Ah, also I know panko tone tools. We are.
But
you don't get time.
What's wrong with doing? No, Nanacho has a restaurant that she.
No. You don't understand what
I get. No, I'm trying to.
They don't have time.
My thing is, let's make this clear.
But they want to.
Bro, give me 2 minutes, and I'll come to you. This lady sitting here might be working and everything, but she has a side gig. Anamebwa.
Yeah.
You have a side
gig?
Yeah,
I sell food.
I have side gigs. Selling your food. Don't you do other stuff?
I do other stuff as well.
So what is wrong with us as ladies? Soft, can't we give ourselves soft life? That's what I'm
doing. Yes.
Because what he said, as in, what...
Everything is wrong.
No, you see, now wait. The problem is
he's online, no. Because I've heard my younger cousins, and then I give her, like, what do you mean? Because we are coming from a place of hardworking mothers who own their own things, and they can take care of themselves. So what do you mean by, like, your body is an institution? I agree with you. Like, you why alone. Are we doing that?
She didn't narrative. Come with you.
Hey,
I think it's a narrative.
Yeah,
because it's like...
like, they feel entitled that I'm a woman, so a man needs to take care of me.
Most of them, the things they're expecting these men to do for them, it will shock you that they're able to do it for themselves when they're alone.
Yeah.
But then as soon as this person comes into their life, they're expecting...
Let me tell you, that is why nowadays... We discussed something here, if you recall, that ladies... about 60 or 70% plus ladies from age 19 to 24, they are dating no less than 4 guys.
No, we clarified it. There's one person, but they are talking to other people.
No, we did. There was a research.
We did.
Yeah, there was a research that I remember we discussed. Because the life that they want to live, they cannot meet their financial expectations.
Is it by force?
Yes, it's by force.
That's the question.
Who is forcing
her? She's not working. She wants to wear the best of wigs.
As I've done to it. Is anything wrong with my hair?
Cut my hair.
Oh.
Look, I know people, a lady who is in school, comes from a poor background in Kumasi, like mine, but when she comes to Accra, she drives.
Crazy.
And because of...
It's the narrative out there.
And because of... And because of that, I'll come to the social media influence. And because of that, When they vacate,
she leaves the car here.
She has the car here. Yes. And go home as a good girl who knows nothing.
Yeah. Then they'll be posting throwbacks on Snap 2 months ago from memories. Because now you're in your mother's kiosk in Kumasi. Why are you going to be posting the kozos and the rest?
That is the reality. And because we are so fixated about what we see on social media, we've lost touch with the real world. Where we believe in principles, you have to sow,
before
you have
you
to
reap.
Water, you it has to grow, you have to weed around it before
you can harvest.
You
can harvest.
Yeah.
Now we want to sow today and harvest today.
Yeah.
Doesn't
young mean. Boys want to finish senior high school today and buy a Benz today.
Yeah.
Shortcut in life.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Young
That's
girls
ridiculous.
Want to look.
No, but that's the reality.
You'll be surprised. There are people that, way they live their lives, and when you see the kind of home they come from, and they parade themselves as though they come from a very bourgeois family.
Yeah.
Like me.
What does Kwata mean?
You know, that is why you have some of these girls go on social media and insult the elderly for money. Because they don't want to suffer. They want to bypass the system. You have an electric pole. You have a meter in your house. You don't have a wire to connect it, but you want light. Are you fool?
Wireless.
I remember a conversation. I think you were in this conversation. Somebody said, you're already performing miracles. Mm. Your national service salary is about 200 and something. Mm-hmm. The wig on your pampas is 5K.
Charlie.
The car you are driving is about 50,000 or 60, or no, sorry, 80,000 Ghana cedis. Your watch, the phone.
You are using.
It's a plot of land that you are holding. Then you say that we should do miracles. My dear, you are performing miracles.
You are already challenging God. And you want God to come to your aid.
Hey,
So whatever is going on here, I want us to know that that is the reality now.
Yeah.
The advent of modernity and these telenovelas and all these things. We want to live our lives as though we are living in what we call the surrealist world.
Mm-hmm.
A different world that we don't want to suffer. So we are fixated about a certain world in our mind. And that is what we want to live in. Because you alone cannot give me that lifestyle, I have to share company, build branches.
Sharing is caring.
You know, it will shock you that now it has even gone beyond upbringing or like home training.
No.
It's gone beyond it. Yeah. Because parents are actually doing their best. Mm-hmm. But people have decided to grow on social media.
Oh, yeah.
To grow on social. So they learn from the people they are following than their parents.
Yeah. Now, parents, now how many times do you even interact?
The people that are home with them. So the charity begins at home. Right now, charity is beginning on social media.
It's a big problem.
And that's one of the huge problems we're having. So they are following this person that has maybe like 20,000 or 20 million followers, and this person goes through something in their relationship, comes to post it.
Yeah, and this person is saying, I'm 22, I'm 23.
A man who doesn't have a million CDs in his account, then they all follow that, and then they stick to it. So
it hurts that this lady is still not learning.
That's the thing.
I wanted to paint the picture so that at least
I was about to ask you
so that at least we have a fair idea of her psyche.
So this is where my question is, that after the guy's life turned around, the biological father, do you think you gentlemen, do you think that it was right of him to quickly accept her and start a life with her?
First of all, let me talk about the one who lost his child. You see, I always pray. So Bema Bakwaju my begun can ma 10,000 dia.
Kumi, I'll fight you on this one.
You can.
I will fight you on the what you do you mean?
Because a man can stay with a woman who is unemployed.
Yeah.
True.
And will still not complain.
Yeah.
That one, dear.
Few women can do that.
Yeah.
And those are the God fearing ones, the extremely God fearing ones.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to know how a man can be subjected to humiliation,
disrespect
is when you lose your job.
Yeah,
there are a lot of people, their partners are with them because they are the breadwinners.
Yeah,
they have what it takes.
Or discover
my table and turn in there and see whether their partners will still stay with them.
No,
sure.
And these are lessons we should be learning.
Yeah,
as men, as young men, ask yourself, should there be changes today? This person, would this person be with me? In the Bible, Peter said, when God, Jesus asked him, do you love me? He said, I love you.
But he
did.
But he did, yes.
Human beings can disappoint you. So always prepare yourself. Don't over expect so many things. There are people who are around you not because of you. They are around Najeli because she works on Hits FM and will do dedications for me. That is why they will call you.
Oh, it's good to be seen around here.
Leave this place and see whether they will call you again.
That's
bros.
That's
even
life.
I know.
That's
say.
True.
Yeah.
We know.
No, it's very true.
The question you asked, I think men naturally would love to take care of their kids.
Yeah.
And the child, him knowing that that is his biological child alone can be a huge factor for him accepting that. It's not like they are married. He didn't marry the woman.
No, they're not married. But she's with him now.
Yes. But then the child, I can tell you for a fact that the child is the main reason why he would have it back.
Okay. I understand what you're saying, but I also get Nas' question in the sense that for him to accept her that quickly and for her to confidently say we are building a life together, that is the issue. You can accept because it's my child. Okay, I'm accepting responsibility for the child, but to accept everything like hook, line and sinker,
the guy
it's
there are two options. It's either the girl do Amkayama,
or the guy is maybe he's desperate or something, I don't know, or he's so much in love with her.
Probably he playing a game, but
true,
let's let
it could be
that he's playing a game, or it could also be that he's just genuinely loves the girl.
Yeah,
because
let me find somebody love me like that.
When men genuinely find love, they're different. Yes, they're different.
Tell me more.
They can take certain decisions that they are the only ones that can explain it. Yeah. They are the only ones that can defend it.
Yeah.
They like you can't just understand it. That's when they genuinely find love. They are different. So, I wouldn't. The man there. I mean, I wouldn't blame him too much. He's a victim as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's a victim as well because, you left me because I couldn't take care of this child. Now you are bringing it back because, I've made it. What if the child had just stayed with me till now? It would have also been a beautiful story.
Yeah.
But then you decided to go. Now that I've made it, you are now bringing,
Minister, me back. The guy is not a victim.
Oh, no, he is.
No, he is. Both of them are. Both guys are victims.
Why?
Because at first you didn't know.
Now you know.
You were a victim.
Yeah.
Now that you know, you are an accomplice. You are no more a victim. Should anything happen?
Okay, I get where Kumi is also coming from.
You didn't
but
know.
I think he is saying he's a victim in the sense that he was also robbed of the opportunity to be a father and all those things.
Yes. So now you want to be a father. Okay.
But what dream Bema Bakone?
I'm not surprised. Because after all, the almighty Samson, there was a Delilah who was able to tame him. Because somebody has done something of that sort to your fellow man. And you think you are bulletproof and cannot be done. A viper is.
Honestly, if I was in the man's shoes, the second man's shoes, I would reach out to the first one.
Yeah.
Have a conversation with him. Yes, it's my child biologically, but you raised this child till this point. I'll reach out to him, have a conversation with him. And like I was saying, when the child becomes legal, we'll leave the child to take a decision on who she wants to be with. Because at the end of the day, you can't take away that fatherhood spirit from them. I know somebody that the biological parents are alive. Just that they couldn't really take care of her. Another person adopted her, took care of her till she finished her master's, everything.
Mm-hmm.
She was getting married. She requested that man that took care of her should walk her down the aisle.
Intelligent child.
And so that you can tell that, yes, in as much as the biological parents are alive, she acknowledges the fact that this person has been my father.
Yeah.
Not just the fact that they give birth to me, but this person has been my father. And so the man should try and reach out to the other man, because he'll be the best person to understand what that man is going through.
Yeah.
Have a man-to-man talk.
Yeah.
See how he can also help him gain his grounds again. Yeah. I know the woman there, I mean,
secondary matter.
She's a wicked woman. Matter. We all agree.
The man, the other man, the child.
They should be friends.
Yes, they should.
And the woman should stay away from their relationship.
Yeah.
The relationship is, between the two men.
That is very what I true. Think. If you want to help, if truly you want to help. That is one.
Yeah, if she wants to help.
If it is true that you care for your mental sanity, knowing what she's done to somebody else, I will take care of my child. Fine.
But we keep you distance, Kakwa.
AJ, a minute. Two friends. Okay. Let me use it this way. A guy and their sister's former boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
They were all in the same school, but the sister was the senior. So, with a former boyfriend who is also a senior. Later on, years back, the guy was with a lady, and the lady was flipping the phone, and there was a name that came. The guy mentioned the name, and the way the guy mentioned the name, you could see that the guy knows.
Me name no.
Because the name is not a Ghanaian name, it's a Nigerian name. And the way, and the lady was like, the way you mentioned the name, the guy was like, oh, my sister's former boyfriend carried a similar name.
Oh.
So when they went into it, they realized that it was the same guy.
Mm.
Now, the lady was like, oh, then he is also my ex, but we are together. Now, the guy visits the lady one day around 2 a.m. The guy in question that we're talking about, the guy comes around. The lady denied that, okay, this guy is my group member and we came around. And then, not knowing the ex that she's talking about is the serious boyfriend.
Hey.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Look, this issue, I don't want to mention
it. You're just nasty.
What is it?
You know?
Let me finish. So, after everything, the young guy decided to leave. Then the lady followed up to beg that, okay, I'm sorry, but I couldn't have told you. Then. Finally, the young guy came back and had a chat with, you know, the sister's ex and told him that, okay, she's also my girlfriend.
Huh?
You know what they did?
Asimini.
What is this?
They told themselves, oh, okay, do you know the number of years we've known ourselves? Charlie, we could go find some food chop. They left the lady.
Hey, of course. And that's one thing that I
rate.
When these things happen and men unite, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And do you know what funny?
And that's one thing I rate men for.
And for this, I really want the men to sit down and have a conversation.
Yeah, they should.
And then they should be both present in this child's life. Yeah. But right now, the lady is a secondary issue.
Yeah. The lady is correct.
Yeah, and then from her saying that we are building, I don't think they are building a life together. No,
the guy will pay her back.
Oh yeah. Oh, he's just maybe like you said. It's about the child. Most men are more focused on their children, much more than whatever it is. And if you're the one, we are building a life. Hey, sister, let me bring the messages.
She doesn't remorseful. She doesn't even
taking accountability.
She may have, but she doesn't know.
She doesn't realize the gravity of like the situation. She doesn't realize that. I don't think
she's still living in her own world,
in her own bubble. Like I'm serving my, you know, she's serving herself first. Self-serving, yes.
Very selfish.
That conversation was very selfish.
Very selfish.
Let me bring in the message. Hi, this is Milady. These skills you can't move past it. No matter what is part of your journey. Render a sincere apology to the man who raised the child. Possibly get some elders to help you in the process. Stay out of his way and pray for him from afar. If you can sort him out financially in your own small way. Now that he's unemployed, do just that. I pray you heal from all of this trauma. Jonathan Annan says DNA is better than naming ceremony.
They drew her.
Kobe Optimistic says, does it even mean the man didn't have any doubt whatsoever? One, she should have come clean from the start. You don't play with someone's mental health like that. Two, she was absolutely wrong. There's no way this act of hers can be justified. Three, if of course the man needs to take legal action, these are part of the reasons why paternity tests should be mandatory right from the childbirth at the hospital. Hey, men are really advocating for DNA tests. Karma Idea says, my anger issue won't allow me here. Come on, my darling. It's really triggered, and I feel your pain. Trust me, I'm really pissed off, but that's why it seems like my voice keeps dropping because I'm trying to manage myself. Zeus says, them this, don't near them. Yeah, your boss says, dear men, No woman loves you except your mother. Know this and have peace. Your ability to provide is what keeps them around. It's nature. Survival mode all day. Sweetheart, there's somebody who actually loves you for you. Trust me on that one. Gershon Olonu says, chai. Job Abanga says, hey, big time opportunist. And the other man also accepted you back? Ah, men ankasa, we be like, we're born to suffer. Oh, don't say that. he has a plan. Clint Johnson says, I always say women are always looking for the highest bidder. Oh, sister. You've brought us to the slaughter and the men are having their fields. It's all about their interests and not yours. May God help us. That one day, God help us all. Godwino Van Williams says, fear women like you don't know, like you don't want to suffer cry. Eh, why? Slim Beth Thug says, wicked person, prosperity will judge you. Del Princess Woman na Ugbanji. I just said you're a witch. Emmanuel Adrie says, some men are suffering. Niyama says, the other guy who accepted you back is a big fool. Pa, he could have accepted the child, but to accept you back makes him a fool. Most relevant, it's... I don't want to add that part. The girl is not serious at all. The guy too is drone. How can you accept that girl? Take your son and suck her sharp. I'm heartbroken whenever I hear such stories. She's selfish and she should seek forgiveness from God. From Francis Kelly Marker. This one says, good afternoon Na and your wonderful panelists. I'm Rumi, listening from Ghanaian Times. Now, if this is not witchcraft and wickedness, then what is it? Some women are very, very cunning, as Edukumi used to say. I hope the man knows the way to know. Oh, Uncle Romeo, be coming down here. She herself, she doesn't know what is happening. Men are not stupid, though. He could be, you know, calm about it, but he knows what he's up to.
AJ, you see, these are some of the things that when you go to Nsawem, you find some men there.
Oh, because out of anger.
Yeah, Nechigo. And when you go to psychiatric home too, you find some men there.
Yeah, because Adrenaline
also. And the shrines. If you've been through before, you would understand.
This one says, now you see ladies of today, they don't love we the men. Why dating two men at the same time? The lady is wicked. She loves money. She's not dating because of love. If I were the abandoned guy, I would sue her. How could you give me someone else's pregnancy? And then it says, an innocent guy, fire burn her all the way professionally. Wicked lady, that's why men don't want to marry of late. Alkaline, sweetheart, I've missed you, but how can you say this? But honestly, the parts about the why men don't want to marry, the other part, I agree with you. Don't say you don't want to marry. There's some really good people out there. Trust me. But I'm not just dreaming, I'm serious. A hunter coupled with a gold digger is a choice to explore. No beef here. However, the moment it involves another person, you can't eat your cake and have it. You settle with these men because of money. Money you have to work for as a responsible adult yourself. Money is the root of all evil. I do not mean money is bad. It just speaks to what one is willing to do. Kill, lie, destroy, and the illegal ways to get it. So like her, she lied and has destroyed another person's life for money. The universe is watching. You get what you deserve. Wow, this person pissed off. Good afternoon, and your lovely crew. Hey, this lady is the definition of the daughter of Jezebel. The father of a child is not serious, in Shed's voice. How can you accept such an evil lady who you left some years ago because you don't have work doing, and now she's back because you had a good job and making money? He should take his child and leave the lady. She's only interested in already made men. This is a lazy, she's a lazy and Babylon lady. My head, the listeners, I love
maybe
you guys.
The guy too is
that's coming from Susan Ash.
The guy too is cursed.
No, I mean, deep down in him, I feel like he's playing a game. He's playing a very long game. Like, he has a... I don't think they are together.
Personally, if you ask me, it's not necessary to play games. You are not a kid. Focus on your life. You're working.
Well.
After the hard work, you get time, play games over just because the person hit you. You've been vindicated. Allow nature to deal with that person. And you see, the first guy can see you.
He can.
Defrauding by a false.
That's what I was saying, that she has to really.
But he immediately needs advice. A psychologist.
Yeah.
The guy needs help. The other one, he really needs help.
Yeah.
Because losing, it feels like, I'm sure he feels like like everything is coming crumbling down
at the same time.
And it's not an easy thing to go through.
If care is not taken,
he could lose it.
Yeah.
People think that men are the toughest, but men are actually emotional. And I'm not saying this to bring men down, but we ladies need to be careful the kind of games we play with them, especially when they are innocent of it and they have no idea of the things that we're doing.
And
because they both didn't deserve this.
And the men, not one thing that I've realized, the guys who are always quite gentle, always given, always available emotionally, psychologically, financially.
Those ones are not to be played.
If you push them to the wall and they don't have any option, especially those who are introverts, they are trapped within themselves. If you don't take care, if they don't harm you, you harm themselves. So when you are doing that to someone's son,
be careful.
Think about the end game before you start. Because whichever way, you may not win.
And you see, sometimes women come complaining a lot about men. But this one act can affect a whole lot of other women. Because if he doesn't seek proper counseling, there's going to be several other relationships of women having to deal with an insecure man. And a man that has so many issues with women.
And just it becomes controlling at a point.
It becomes controlling at a point. And then now all those women will complain that men are like this, men are like this, men are like this.
But
it was because of the act of one.
That is why Sarkodie's song is making sense now. And he said the first man cheated because another woman, a woman did that song with, I think Oxlade or Omalay.
Yeah.
You know, when a woman cheats, the first man cheated because a woman. I now understand it. Forgive me. I now understand the line. Now, I really, really understand it now.
So just this one act can affect a whole lot of other women.
A whole generation. A whole lot of people. Even their daughters.
Yes, because now the man is broken.
If you say something, he's looking at you. He doesn't trust you.
He doesn't trust you. He's looking at you some way.
And AJ, some of these things, it makes you timid.
Yeah.
Very.
Look, underline.
You don't take care, he may never be able to marry.
No.
Very timid, and it makes you isolated. You don't want to be with people because you fear people, the very person you loved, trusted, and built your future, your hopes around. And I don't know why you say so. Who else can you trust? You know, so he needs a psychologist. He really needs a psychologist. I don't know if I've told you about Yada.
No.
Oh. Oh, it was Andy. Probably who was there? Or maybe Noella. Yada. There is this guy in Kumasi around cultural center. When he's walking around to me, Yada, Yada, Yada. You know, this guy met a lady, lost the lady. They are preparing to get married. Buys a phone for the lady after everything is done. The lady goes to the boyfriend.
The other one.
For the last stroke. And unfortunately,